So I'm in the Bradford School of
College of Arts and Media.
And I'm still talking to Kath Hartnett, who's exhibiting here. And this is the second part of her exhibition. She's got two parts. Why have you got two parts, and what are the two different parts?
The theme is all the same. It's to do with mortality. It was just representing it in a different way. In a previous module last year, I was looking at different ways of discussing, exploring mortality. And I selected these two ways of body prints and using homemade paper. The significance of the paper was simply that it's made from copies of diaries, photographs and letters dating back to my earliest childhood, which I shredded and pulped and made new paper from. So that although the paper is apparently blank, it's actually containing these memories of my life and my family's life and history. So in a way it's autobiographical, and in that sense it relates to mortality. But also I was initially thinking of using the paper as paper, writing on it or printing on it somehow, but had this idea. I tried initially just draping a piece of damp paper over my hand, and it formed it so well. I thought, I've got to make body parts with it. And initially I was just going to do hands and faces, because our life experiences come out through your hands and faces. They're so... That your hands and your face are the bits that weather most, because they're always exposed.
Yes.
The hand gestures, the face gestures, about how we communicate with people, are linked with the outside world and the inner world of your own psyche.
Yes.
So initially I was doing hands and faces, and I loved the faces, because when I did the first one, it just looked like a death mask. So again, that linked to mortality.
You love a desk mask.
It just came out so well. I really didn't think they'd come out particularly well. Mm. In fact, the first one I did wasn't fantastic. It was a bit fragile, and the method I'd made...
The one with the broken nose.
The one with the broken nose. Yes. You can't feel it, but that paper is much more fragile than the rest.
Okay.
Because I'd added something to the paper pulp to try and take out the acidity, so the paper would last longer. Mm. But it didn't work very well. But the subsequent ones... The paper just holds the shape so well as it dried. I couldn't believe it. And then I thought, well, I'll try making an arm. And then I tried a foot and a leg. And before I knew it, I was making a whole body. And I had the idea of making the body in parts and constructing the body initially. I thought of lying it flat on the ground, thinking in terms of, you know, you see those stone effigies on tombs
that the people
are buried underneath. So it was a bit like that. But I liked it about standing up better.
Mm-hmm. How many faces have you got here?
Here there's 17.
And they're all 18, and they're all your 19. Faces.
They're all of my face.
But you've got a couple of hands that don't look like your hands, Kath.
I also persuaded my parents to let me take casts of their hands. So those are mum's hands. And you can see how small and gnarled they are. And I was trying to actually show...
She's a bit older.
She's 91.
Yes.
And you can see the... You can't see the veins, because the veins are so conspicuous on her hands.
Yes, but this is a function of the paper that creases over it itself. Yeah. It's rather lovely.
And you can actually see the wedding ring on
her. Oh, you can see the wedding ring, yes, so you can.
Yeah, and the nails.
Get a photo of that.
So, and I took a cast of Dad's hands as well, but the paper I used was a bit too thin. They didn't come out very well, so they're not in the show.
Okay.
I would have liked to have done their faces, but it's not a particularly pleasant process doing your face, and they were reluctant, so I didn't push it.
I can't imagine doing that with paper over my nostrils.
Yeah.
How did you breathe?
Well, you sort of drape it over the top half of your face and hold it up initially and form it into the... Press it into the face and the eyes.
Yes, you're demonstrating with your hands.
Into the nostrils. And then the last minute, you sort of drop it over and push it up under there so it holds the place with a pencil ready. And then just punch holes in the nostrils, because that is really quite unpleasant. It's like waterboarding. You've got wet paper and you breathe in and it just blocks completely. Horrible sensation, but it's only for a second.
Okay.
So long as you have that pencil ready.
Once you know what you're doing.
Because you can't see, of course, when it's over your face, or you're sort of groping around trying to find it. And then just form it into the chin and mouth. And then with the hairdryer, just lie there with a hairdryer.
Oh, with a hairdryer, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it takes, depending on the thickness of the paper, it takes 10 to 15 minutes to dry it. Dry it enough for it to hold its shape. mm-hmm. and then you can just take it off and let it finish off propped up on something.
Thank you very much, Kath. But before I stop recording, one more thing. There will be people who can't come to this exhibition. Where can they see your work?
I've got a website. It's www.cathhartnet.co.uk. At the moment, there are the body prints are up there under in the. I've got several galleries. There's prints, drawings, miscellaneous. Body prints are in the print gallery, and I think I do have some of the paper, the face casts in the miscellaneous gallery.
Okay.
But I haven't got everything up there yet.
But there'll be more coming.
Yes.
So people
yes.
who want to can go and have a
yes.
look. That's
yes.
brilliant.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And congratulations on your 8 years' accumulation of work.
Thank you.